Hello, 大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是木木。
This is Zelina.
Okay, Zelina, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How long have you been worked in Changsha?
About 3, almost 4 years.
Whoa, have you ever tried some local food?
Of course.
How about them? Do you like them?
I like most local food.
就是 Zelina 还是比较喜欢这个当地的食物，像这种 I like to try the local food of different cultures.This kind of person, we can use a compound adjective to describe him or her. Do you know this one?
Maybe?
Yes, I know you know that.
Do I?
Open-minded. Can we use it?
So open-minded is more like you accept, you could say you are open-minded to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, we would say like they like to experience different foods, mm-hmm. maybe adventurous.
Mm-hmm.那么今天我们这期节目啊，就是要分享几个有关描述人性格的合成词。像我们刚刚提到这个 open-minded， 就是你愿意去尝试不同的食物，啊，不同的城市，不同的文化，冒一些不同的险，知道吧？这种就叫做 open-minded。如果大家想要获取这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“笔记”两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。那么我们到底怎么来形容这个 How to explain the word open-minded?
So formally you can say you like to meet new people and learn about new ways of living and look at new cultures. You're very accepting.
对，就是属于那种啊，就正式来说就是属于愿意接受新的朋友啊，新的生活方式，新的文化，就像我刚刚讲到过的 ，right?
Yeah, but the opposite of open-minded is closed-minded. Aha, so easy.
It means you don't like to try new things. You are very traditional, right?
Yeah, most times, or you just don't like change.
对，大多数时候啊，像这个 open-minded， 它的反义词就是 closed-minded， 就是不愿意接受这些新的东西。Well, there's another one.Laid back, what does it mean?
This person's relaxed, you don't get angry, you don't get annoyed, you're calm, relaxed, and go with the flow.
就是总是随遇而安，也不怎么生气，总是非常的冷静。So it is a positive word, for example, if you didn't finish your homework, but your teacher is a very laid back teacher, so he or she won't get angry. Does this can be a good example?
Yeah.That's about right.
Oh, so this teacher is very laid back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a laid back teacher?
Sometimes it depends on how well behaved my students are.
There's lots of keys. Can you be a laid back teacher?
Yes, I've taught many children.
The next one, self-conscious. Self 就是自己 ,conscious 就是意识。这个是有自我意识的意思吗? Does it mean you know yourself well?
Kind of. It's a feeling of undue awareness of yourself, one's appearance or one's action. So you know yourself well, but maybe a little too much.
就太了解自己了。就这个词组好像还有很尴尬的意思。It is similar to being embarrassed, right?
Yeah, sort of.
When to use it? Or I should say, how to make a sentence with this word?
So I could say I feel a bit self-conscious parking like my old rusted car.
What does it mean?
So that means like my car isn't new or nice.
Uh-huh.
So when like I park it maybe in a nice area, I'm like, I hope no onethinks bad of me.
You'd be very careful, right?
Yeah, and I feel self-conscious about it, which means I'm embarrassed to have this old car. I wish I had a new one.
就是像这种啊 self-conscious, 它还有一个意思就是表示有一点难为情，有点小小的尴尬。The next compound word, I believe this word can describe you well.
Ooh, which one?
Cool-headed. What do you think? Am I right?
I'd hope so.
I bet.See, you are a relaxed person, you are a calm person, and I think you think well during emergency situations.
Cool, I'd hope I'd be well in emergency situations.
You look like this kind of person.
Awesome, that's okay. Good.
Share another one.
Let's say, another one is, kind of opposite, hot-headed.
Hot-headed. Does it mean you easily to get panic?
Kind of. It's more of like you're easily to get angry or pissed or agitated very quickly if like you're messed around with. So like I could say maybe that Oh, no, you probably shouldn't say that because he's so hot-headed, he'll get angry really quickly.
就是这个 hot-headed, 我们从这个字面上就能理解啊，这个热的头，那就是属于那种非常易怒的，非常容易发脾气的，就脾气特别不好的，小暴脾气的，对不对？ Let me make one. I'm hot-headed. I get angry very quickly. Actually, I'm laid back.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。今天我们学了好几种人的性格。
So today we've learned different phrases to describe different people.
Yes. Let's make a conclusion, right?
All right. Okay. So what's the first one?
思想非常开明的。
Open-minded.
非常保守的。
Close-minded.
很松弛的。
Laid back.
有点难为情的。
Self-conscious.
冷静的。
Cool-headed.
易怒的。
Hot-headed.
两面派的。
And two-faced.
好，大家应该都学会了吗？那大家是哪种人呢？
Alright, bye.
Bye bye. So you're going to make an ending, right?
What do I say?
下期见。
下期见。哈哈。
拜拜。